hour.
This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Presented by Garrison Building Supply, Umpqua Actors Community Theater. About ready to get another production out there. Jenny Prowitz, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you very much.
And I'm guessing you're the director of this.
Yes, I am.
So what's the new production?
The new production that's coming out is called the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee.
And tell me about it. What's sort of the plot? What's behind it?
Well, it's a musical. It's a musical comedy. And it's a little bit of satire in there as well, just kind of lightly. It is six kids, and I'd use air quotes on that, because most of them are adults playing kids, and then three adult characters, and they just put on the 25th annual spelling bee and all of the shenanigans that go with it.
Wow. So how long have you been working on this production?
Well, the long story short is the cast and crew and I have been working on this production for about over 2 years now. Putnam County is the show that replaced Mamma Mia. And Mamma Mia, as many of you know, we got our rights pulled by the licensing company because they are apparently going to go out on tour again, a national tour. So when we got told that by the licensing company, the executive director and I, Melody Schwegel, we were just scrambling a little bit to try to fill the slot and see what we could do. And this, we kind of thought about this and went, you know what? We could do this. And so the principal characters from Mamma Mia, just because they had been working, those actors have been, you know, working and waiting and everything for so long, they just kind of went into the new roles, the nine new roles, and fit perfectly. And we went from there.
So obviously for theater, it's been a tough couple of years.
It has. Just trying to fill. We are actually, UACT is really one of the lucky ones. There was theaters across the nation that closed down because they couldn't afford to keep the lights on. And UACT was very lucky in that it could keep the lights on. It could keep Melody employed. And Melody and Marty Falsey, the president of UACT, you know, they did a great job during that year and a half that we were dark and just tried to fill other things like online shows and musical reviews at the theater with social distancing. They did a really good job with that. And just that little tiny bit, I'm hoping, just kind of kept the theater in the back of people's minds. And then just coming off of Elf the musical that we did at Jacoby Auditorium over Christmas, you know, kind of riding the coattails of that and saying, hey, we're back in our small little black box theater ready to put on quality performances again for you. And so we are so excited to open next week.
So next week, talk about when the performances will be.
Sure. It is, well, next week for Thursday, and then Friday, Saturdays, and Sundays thereafter for 4 weeks, beginning on January 20th and finishing up, and our final show will be on February 13th.
So it's got to feel good to actually be in the theater again and working on all this.
It is. It feels so good. And, you know, this the principal characters, so the nine of us and then the six cast and crew, we've just, you know, ridden the waves of COVID. And so we're all pretty tightly knit and close. And so it's really great to be with this group of people again.
So talk about, I know you're doing a few shows a little differently, right?
Yes. We are doing three shows. So one the first weekend, one the second weekend, and one the third weekend that are for vaccinated only. Just trying to make everyone happy that are out in the community, because we want everybody to come and see this. And if they're not comfortable, you know, with sitting next to somebody who's unvaccinated. You know, we have these three shows for you. I would check out our website for the dates of those three shows. And you have to either be fully vaccinated and be ready to show your vaccination card or show us a 48-hour negative COVID test.
Welcome to 2021.
Welcome to 2021.
All the new things we're doing just to keep plodding on. But the fact is that you've got live theater going, and that is probably a bright spot for a lot of people to get out and actually see a production again.
I hope so. And just opening up the back into the UAC Theater, the Betty Longhorner Theater, opening up with this production. You know, come ready for some laughs. It is, we don't recommend bringing children. We have actually a age restriction on it for 16 and older, just because there is some, let's just say, not age appropriate for little kids songs and words.
There you go. So. Umpqua Actors Community Theater, Jenny Prowitz. Again, give folks the dates.
It's going to be January 20th through February 13th, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, except for that first Thursday.
All right, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
840 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.